Section 60. Glorified be thou, O my God. Behold thou my head, ready to fall before the sword of thy will, my neck, prepared to bear the chains of thy desire, my heart, yearning to be made a target for the darts of thy decree, mine eyes, expectant to gaze on the tokens and signs of thy wondrous mercy. For whatsoever may befall me from thee is the cherished desire of them who thirst to meet thee, and the supreme aspiration of such as have drawn nigh unto thy court. By the glory of thy might, O thou my well-beloved, to have sacrificed my life for the manifestations of thyself, to have offered up my soul in the path of the revealers of thy wondrous beauty, is to have sacrificed my spirit for thy spirit, my being for thy being, my glory for thy glory. It is as if I had offered up all these things for thy sake and for the sake of thy loved ones. Though my body be pained by the trials that befall me from thee, though it be afflicted by the revelations of thy decree, yet my soul rejoiceth at having partaken of the waters of thy beauty, and at having attained the shores of the ocean of thine eternity. Doth it beseem a lover to flee from his beloved, or to desert the object of his heart's desire? Nay, we all believe in thee, and eagerly hope to enter thy presence.